Governor Bill Walker and his wife each reported income of between $100,000 and $200,000 for the sale of their law firm. The information is included on the financial disclosure that Walker filed on Sunday. The report, required for certain public officials, allows for a range to be given for income and gifts. It says the firm was sold on December 1st when Walker took office. The Walkers each reported between $200,000 and $500,000 in capital gain on the sale of business properties. Walker's spokeswoman Grace Jang said the Walkers Bootlegger Cove LLC owned the Anchorage downtown property, which housed the firm and another business condo. She said the capital gains are from the sale of those units. Bootlegger Cove LLC has since been dissolved. The Walkers maintain interests in other real estate. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott reported at least $1 million in income upon resigning from the Alaska Air Group Board. Mallott said stock held as deferred income was transferred to him and taxed as ordinary income when he resigned from the board on December 1st. He called it a one-time event after 32 years of service. A Mallott aide said the lieutenant governor didn't have the exact figure with him as he was traveling, but said it was around $1.7 million. Mallott's report also includes $20,000 to $50,000 in deferred compensation from Sea Alaska Corporation that he says was triggered by his resignation from Sea Alaska's board last year.